Welcome to Set the Net, a show exploring recipes inspired by life in Bristol Bay. I'm Susie Jenkins Brito, a passionate home cook who makes her life here in Dillingham. This is Set the Net's first episode on KDLG, and while I've been maintaining Set the Net as a blog about food, life, and fishing for a few years now, I'm feeling a bit nervous and wholly excited about branching out to do this program bi-monthly on the radio. It's the holiday season, as everyone is keenly aware, and I successfully finished nursing school last week. With my free time, I now know I have since thrown myself headfirst into holiday projects, trying to get the most out of every day. Today in particular is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year daylight-wise, and the best time, in my mind, to embrace the dark and the cold of winter. It's a time to cozy up by a crackling fire, a good book or knitting in hand, light some candles, drink some hot cider, perhaps with a little extra cheer poured in, and enjoy the quiet that the dark enfolds you in. So many people I know have a hard time with the darkness, but if you can give yourself some healthy doses of what in my mind is the season's best medicine, outdoor adventures, and of course, cake, I think you'll feel a bit better. Now, not just any cake will do. The kind of cake I'm talking about is a maple glaze-drenched gingerbread bundt cake that takes the spices winter is warmed by, ginger, cardamom, cinnamon, and nutmeg, and wraps them into a moist, not for the faint of heart, gingerbread delight. Best served with a hot cup of coffee in hand, maybe brewed with a few dashes of cardamom in the beans, and a wisp of cream stirred in. For get-togethers that call for cake, such as that office holiday party you have coming up, family dinners, ladies' nights. I have dreams of quiet, child-free breakfasts. Whatever. I like to create tablescapes to dress up my cakes for. That's where the outdoor adventuring comes in. So pull on your extra tufts and tromp out for a few fresh-cut spruce boughs to tuck in under the edges of the cake and to line your holiday tables with. Maybe a few pine cones, stalks of dried cow parsnip flowers. Just because there isn't green abounding doesn't mean there isn't beauty in the earth lying dormant. There's all kinds of things to be harvested all year round here. It's just a matter of walking out and seeing what catches your eye and bringing a little bit back with you. Something else I like to do is sprinkle low bush cranberries from the fall's harvest that have been rolled in sugar onto the platter to add a pop of color. To make this maple glazed gingerbread bundt cake I speak of, you'll need the following ingredients. 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of ground ginger. Now don't bulk, those 2 tablespoons are there for a good reason. 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cardamom, 1 teaspoon of both baking soda and salt each, 4 tablespoons of buttermilk powder, 16 tablespoons of butter, that's 2 sticks, at room temperature, 1 cup each of granulated sugar, packed brown sugar, and dark molasses, 4 eggs at room temperature, 1 cup of water, and 1 tablespoon of maple syrup. Those are the ingredients you'll need for your cake. So before you get started, you're going to want to preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and lightly grease your bundt pan and coat with a little flour to prevent your cake from sticking. Now, you can either make 1 big bundt cake, which traditionally is a 10 to 15 cup bundt pan size, or, like pictured on the KDLG website of the cakes that I made, you can use 2 small bundt cakes that are approximately a 6 cup amount. So once you have your pans prepared, in a medium bowl, you're going to sift together your dry ingredients, the flour, the ground spices, the baking soda, the buttermilk powder, and the salt, and set it aside. And then in the bowl of a stand mixer, like a KitchenAid or a Bosch, fitted with a paddle attachment, you're going to cream together the sugars and the butter until it's light and fluffy in appearance. That'll take about 2 to 3 minutes on medium speed. Next, you'll want to add the maple syrup and the cup of molasses. And a little trick I found for pouring measured molasses is to lightly spray your liquid measuring cup with cooking spray before you measure your molasses into it. This allows that molasses to slide swiftly out when you're pouring it with only a few drops left behind. You're going to beat that molasses and the syrup until it's fully combined with your sugar and your butter fluff. And then you'll crack your eggs into the bowl. Beat it for an additional 15 to 30 seconds to blend, and scrape down the sides of the bowl with a rubber spatula to incorporate anything that may have been missed by the paddle. Now, grab that medium-sized bowl that you've got all your dry ingredients in, and take about a third of that flour spice blend and add it to your bowl. Mix on low until it's uniform, and then slowly pour in a half a cup of water. Once combined, scrape the sides of the bowl again with a rubber spatula and repeat the addition one-third more of the flour mixture and the remaining half a cup of water. You'll finish by adding that final third of the flour spice blend and scrape the sides well one last time with your rubber spatula before a final blend. Your batter should be smooth, uniform in color, and without lumps. It'll have a nice, rich brown color to it. You'll pour that batter into your prepared pan or pans, depending on the size of the bundt cake you're going to make. If you're making two small bundt cakes, you'll put just shy of 4 cups of batter into each pan. Bake the large bundt cake 50 to 60 minutes, or the two small bundt cakes for 35 to 40 minutes. You'll know the cake is done when a toothpick inserted comes out clean and the sides of the cake pull away from the pan. Cool your cake in the pan for about 15 minutes, and then invert it onto a cooling rack to allow it to come to room temperature before you put the glaze on. Now, to make your glaze, you're going to need 1 cup of confectioner's sugar, powdered sugar, 1/4 cup of maple syrup, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cardamom, and approximately 3 tablespoons of 1/2 and 1/2. In a medium-sized bowl, whisk together your confectioner's sugar and spices, and then pour in your maple syrup and 1 tablespoon of the 1/2 and 1/2. Whisk until everything is evenly mixed, and then gradually, you'll add 1/2 tablespoon of 1/2 and 1/2 at a time until you reach the desired consistency of the glaze. You want it like a thick, pourable liquid. You'll pour your glaze over your cooled cakes, and then you could decorate with some crushed candy canes, gingerbread cookies, a dash of cinnamon, or just leave them bare with that beautiful glaze on top. Plate and serve with a mug of hot coffee or cocoa, and this cake is perfect any time of day. For full written instructions, you can visit kdlg.org or www.setthenet.com. And I'd love to have you email me with any questions on how to use your harvested bounty or subsistence stories that you may have to setthenet@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.